here's a story from The World.
We're staying in Mexico for this next story about the reversal of a signature Trump-era program that kept tens of thousands of migrants from entering the U.S., a program known as Remain in Mexico. The World's Monica Campbell has more.
It was freezing when I checked in with Imelda Lemos this week.
Un poquito de frío, pero estamos bien.
I could tell she was shivering. She and her daughter Nidia are asylum seekers from Guatemala, and for 17 months they've lived in a tent in Matamoros, Mexico, just across the border from Texas. The freezing weather has been like a final test. There are no heaters, just blankets. Lemos sent me a picture of an outdoor water spigot they use, draped with icicles. But she's hopeful. Change is close.
Emocionada. Dijo que no se iban a permitir pasar.
We're excited, she says, because Lemos might soon get the green light to enter the U.S. Then it's on to the next stop.
Nueva Jersey.
New Jersey, where Lemos's youngest daughter lives. Historically, people have the right to seek asylum in the U.S., even if they enter without permission. The Trump administration stopped that, though, arguing without evidence that more migrants were telling fake stories to get in. So when Lemos and her daughter reached the border and explained how an armed group had forced them off their land in Guatemala, they were told to wait out their U.S. court case in Mexico, under Trump's Migrant Protection Protocols, also known as the Remain in Mexico program. Now, President Joe Biden is undoing it, and that's a relief for migrants and immigration lawyers like Lindy Tozlowski in California.
We're talking about a population that for the last 2 years has been put under such incredibly desperate situations at the border, in really dangerous conditions, in camps and shelters in the northern border cities.
Tomorrow, officials will slowly begin registering the 25,000 or so migrants with active cases. There are people from all over the world. Most are Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Cubans, ranging from infants to the elderly. Once in the U.S., many will stay with family and have court dates. But tens of thousands of other migrants put into Trump's program are excluded from this first phase. People who might have pending appeals or perhaps lost their case because they were navigating a complicated system from Mexico without a lawyer or even a phone in some cases.
We have really serious concerns about the number of people who are going to be left out of this process.
Many people put in Trump's program couldn't wait any longer at the border with small kids through extreme weather and facing danger like kidnapping and assault. Migrants are big business for criminal groups.
Hola. Hola, Karina.
¿Qué tal, sí?
Karina Gutierrez once stayed in a tent for months with her six-year-old boy, just near Imelda Lemos's tent. Gutierrez says she left Honduras after she was raped and the police wouldn't protect her. Her asylum case was denied and she appealed. But then she was told she'd have to wait another 6 months to see a judge. She left the border with her boy, and they're back in Honduras. She's wondering if they'll have another shot at asylum.
Y me dieran la oportunidad, pues. Pero no sé si se podrá. No sé si alguna vez yo... Bueno, si yo volviera a entrar otra vez.
I'd like another opportunity, she says, but she doesn't know if that'll be possible. Not yet. The Biden administration is also telling migrants who aren't part of the Remain in Mexico program to wait. Here's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at a recent briefing.
We continue to convey that this is not the time to come.
But Imelda Lemos, who will soon have her asylum case heard, hopes that the Biden administration will give other migrants a chance to make their case too.
Yo lo que pido que el presidente de Estados Unidos escuchar, porque nosotros no fuimos escuchados, a nosotros no nos escucharon.
I hope the president takes the time to listen to why people are leaving, she says. Because we were not heard by the Trump administration. Nobody listened to us. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.